You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is Tuesday, the 18th of June. The markets are looking a bit dicey if you go by what happened yesterday on Dalal Street. So you need some direction and you've come to the right place. We are here to be the weather rooster, to point you in the direction of some names that you can bet on, because we speak to analysts across the board and give you the names that they gave us, because, well, education is important. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Jayant Manglik of Relegate Broking, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 5 to 8% return in the next month. So listen up carefully. Power Grid Corporation of India has a buy call, target 203 rupees, stop loss 188 rupees, upside of 5.2%. Ashok Leyland has a sell call, target of 78 rupees, stop loss 89 rupees, downside of 8.2%. Canara Bank has a sell call, target 245 rupees, stop loss 268 rupees, downside of 5.8%. We'll come back to those names in just a little while, but let's find out what Jayant has to say about the current trends and the atmosphere on Dalal Street. Markets, of course, consolidated further for the third successive week and ended marginally lower, tracking mixed queues for the week ended June 14th. The bias was slightly on the positive side in the first two sessions, thanks to favorable global queues, but buying was restricted largely to selective index majors. Markets started the week on a feeble note and lost over 1%. Weak global cues combined with feeble domestic data were weighing on the sentiment from the beginning on Monday. It gradually drifted lower as the day progressed and settled around the day's low. All the sectoral indices traded in line with the benchmark index and ended lower. The markets are currently facing headwinds from both domestic and global fronts, citing delay in the arrival of monsoon, lingering geopolitical tensions, and rebound in crude oil prices. Earlier, it was only the broader indices which were feeling the pinch, and now the benchmark has also joined in. The suggestion from Relegate Broking is to keep a check on leveraged positions and avoid averaging loss-making trades. The Nifty has immediate support at 11,650, and below that, selling may intensify further. The expectation is that the volatility could continue as participants will be reacting to a list of events on both domestic as well as global fronts. First, of course, we'll have the US FOMC meet, which is scheduled for the 18th and 19th of June. Aside from that, US-China trade negotiations and other geopolitical matters will also be on our radar. On the local front, we'll be closely monitoring the progress of monsoon and the GST Council meeting, which is scheduled for the 20th of June. Back to those names. We start things off with Power Grid Corporation of India with a buy call. Power Grid has rebounded sharply in the last month despite weak broader markets, and it is currently holding firmly above the support zone of multiple moving averages, that is 200, 100 and 50 days EMA on the daily chart, indicating a pause prior to further rise. The advice would be to initiate fresh longs within the zone of 191 to 193 rupees. It closed yesterday at 194 rupees 5 paise, and now we're looking at a target of 203 rupees. This is Power Grid Corporation with a buy call. Ashok Leyland has a sell call for June futures. Yesterday, it closed at 83 rupees 60 paise. Mostly auto stocks are reeling under pressure, and Ashok Leyland is no different. It has been trading with a negative bias for the past 1 year and posted a fresh breakdown, signaling negative trend to continue. The suggestion is for traders to go short in the levels of 85 to 86 rupees, stop loss at 89 rupees. That's Ashok Leyland with a sell call. Finally, Canara Bank, which has been in the news yesterday for its QIP of about 6,000 crore rupees, and it has a sell call from Relegate Broking. In line with other PSU banking counters, Canara Bank is also trading under pressure. It's currently struggling around the resistance hurdle of multiple moving averages on the weekly chart and is likely to see a fresh decline in the near future. The chart pattern and positioning of indicators are also in sync for a further fall. The advice from Relegate, therefore, is to initiate fresh shorts in the range of 260 to 262 rupees. It closed yesterday at 258 rupees 60 paise. That's Canara Bank with a sell call. One last time, those names. Power Grid Corporation of India with a buy call, target 203, stop loss 188, upside of 5.2%. Ashok Leyland with a sell call, target 78, stop loss 89, downside 8.2%. And finally, Canara Bank also with a sell call, target 245, stop loss 268, downside of 5.8%. Our thanks to Jayant Manglik of Religare Broking for those names, and here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you during the course of today's trade. We'll of course be back later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street and several other podcasts over the course of the day. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.